12 months have passed since Israel launched its bombing of Gaza, but the passage of time has done little to allow the population in Gaza to reclaim a normal life. At least 1,100 people were killed in the war, many of them civilians, but the bombing also destroyed thousands of buildings which can't be repaired because of an Israeli blockade on some construction materials. Israelis say the war was justified because it's reduced the constant threat of rocket fire on their border towns. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Mohammed Abed Rabo's family lives in a tent in a refugee camp in Gaza. They've been here almost a year since Israel began its bombardment last December, destroying countless homes. As you can see, we virtually live in the open air, he says. We can't protect ourselves from anything, not even the wind. Our tents could fly away at any time. But before the war, he says life was very different. His neighbourhood here was a green oasis filled with citrus trees. It was like paradise, he says. People used to come from the city and suburbs just to enjoy the fresh air and nature. The war in Gaza lasted just 3 weeks, but the devastation has taken a lasting toll on its 1.5 million people. Many of those injured still need medical care or psychological counselling. And the continuing Israeli blockade has stopped the flow of materials to repair even bombed-out homes because Israel fears they could be used to make more weapons. One Hamas spokesman, Ghazi Hamad, says Gazans have no choice but to smuggle goods in through illegal tunnels from Egypt.
All the crossings are closing, all the gates. People found nothing here, no milk, no food, no medicine. This is the only way now.
In Israel too, life is different since the war, but for the better, especially in towns where sirens like these were once a daily warning of an impending rocket attack. Mehi Fendel lives at Sderot, just 1 kilometre from the Gaza border.
8 years ago, these Qassam rockets started, and they started slamming down in all places, and we started living in a nightmare.
Today, Sderot and other Israeli towns are much quieter, and residents who fled Sderot are even returning. But there are still missile strikes about once a week, and Mehi Fendel believes the war ended too soon.
There is a feeling that they left a little bit too early because we see the infrastructure being built up so quickly. I mean, the houses are still destroyed, but the infrastructure of terror has been built up again.
For all the benefits, though, the war has brought Israel, it's not about to end the blockade, despite repeated calls by human rights groups and the United Nations.
Anne Barker.